You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morning, Alitia. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. A little bit tired this morning.
Nice. That's fair enough. It's been a busy old week. What have you been watching in the land of telly?
I have been watching Heartbreak High, and I'm finally going to talk about it.
Hell yeah. I'm so pleased. I loved the first season of this, and I've only watched the first episode of the second season. But for the uninitiated, what are we talking about here?
So Heartbreak High, Netflix television show, it's an Australian one set in Sydney, really about the sexual hijinks, escapades, drama of an ensemble of very fun teenagers at Hartley High. It's a reboot of the 1994 Australian TV series, but it's very of this time. It's kind of like a little bit Sex Education, a little bit Euphoria, a little bit Degrassi, kind of all mushed into one, but very Australian and very fun. I did love the first season. I didn't think I'd get into it, and then I was like, oh, will I do season two? And then it was TikTok. Their marketing is insane. And it was like all these funny videos on TikTok. And I was like, fine, I'll watch it. And ended up binging it.
Yeah. It's an extremely bingeable TV series. The first season was really fun for people who'd watched that original series. I think it's kind of... I'm trying to think of what an equivalent New Zealand show is. Probably Shortland Street's the only one we've got that kind of has... the same thing, but there's a lot of the actors who were teens in that first season or that original series have come back as parents or as teachers in the show, which is quite a nice little call through to the current season. But the cast is so good. Like, it's such a spectacular group of young people in this show,
Oh, totally. And a lot of them are newcomers. Like, this is they've done like little things here and there, but this is their first sort of big series. And they're all incredibly like good looking and beautiful. And the styling is amazing. And well dressed, even though they go to the lowest performing like school in Sydney. They all somehow turn up to school with amazing fits and makeup. Yeah. But amazing cast, super diverse. I was actually able to meet the writer a few years ago, Hannah Carol Chapman, and there was a huge kind of community consultation process that went into the writing of the characters in the show, that it could kind of be as authentic to, I think, the sort of contemporary Australian high school experience as it could be, which was really cool to hear. So great cast, and I think it's the cast and their relationships which keep me kind of invested in it. Yeah. The plot can be completely chaotic and all over the show, and it can be very hyper-real and a little bit absurd and soapy, but it is the relationship dynamics between all of them that I get very invested in, and I think that's what the audience loves as well.
Yeah, hard. And I think it's been really interesting to see, because there's this sort of new wave of on the edge teen dramas that are sort of following in the footsteps of shows like Skins. You got like Euphoria, and this is sort of doing that, but it's way funnier. It's a funny show. It's also a little bit lighter, but I feel like it's more realistic. Some of the problems that the kids are dealing with are pretty serious, like life stuff that you can also actually see in the real world too. There's something about it, I think, maybe it's the Australianness of it. It feels familiar, even though it is still a soap opera and it's a bunch of teens kind of getting up to hijinks, you know?
Yeah, it does have that slightly hyper-real element, and some of the things they get up to, I'm like, would that really happen? But I think a lot of the core issues, particularly around, I think, like sex and relationships and even class and race, and there's a whole lot about mental health in there, that do, I think, hit at the core when they need to, and it can be very real when it has to be. And again, I think that comes down to just the character dynamics and their relationships, which I think supersede some of the more silly hijinks that they get up to, which are just fun and make for a fun TV series. Also, great performances from Rachel House and Robin Malcolm appears in this season as well. So there's some like New Zealand kind of links in there, which is really cool to see.
Amazing. I haven't got to Robin Malcolm yet, but Rachel House is just like, oh she's fantastic as a sort of useless principal.
She's really like trying to wrangle like these kittens all together, and they're just causing, giving her a headache. But Robin Malcolm is great as this very like uppity mother in a later episode of Spider's Mum. Yeah,
oh, amazing. Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm definitely going to be watching that this weekend. Heartbreak High, it's on Netflix, is that right?
It's on Netflix. It's all out. It's very fun. And also just the TikToks about it are really funny as well. And great soundtrack. Really cool soundtrack.
Totally. It has. It's got a lot of like really awesome contemporary Australian music in the soundtrack. And going back to the styling for a second, because I do think even though they are looking extremely cool, they also do look realistically like what cool teenagers look like, which sometimes I feel like shows get really wrong. It's like the styling feels off and it feels very Disney Channel-y. Even though this is like way more, you know, like swish than anyone actually wears to high school, you do sort of see that that is the trend and that is the style, and it feels like right and real, which is totally makes it more enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, totally. They all look, the drip is crazy. It's really, really good. But it does, it still feels like, oh, this is what very cool teenagers would wear at school and out and about. Yeah, I do love it. It is my comfort show.
Hell yeah. If you need something fun and silly and soapy, but also really good and entertaining, Heartbreak High on Netflix. Thank you very much, Latia. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
You too. See ya.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.